Hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, along with Red Hood, Grizz, and Johnny.
Hello.
Yes, and we have a special message from the Russian government. Apparently, we've been hacked. They have said in their messages, they have said that we have been hacked. And which says we are the Russian government. We have been hacked. It says, hacked by Russian spies. Warning. We hack all computer systems in US. This is very broken English. Your company, Satirically Shown Show, is hacked too. We continue until all demands are met. We wonder what demands. Driz?
If you are smart, as you say you are, you listen to Russia spies and get show back, you fire us, and we spread confidential information, personal bank account, social security number, private conversation. If you want show back, well, this is a big one. Quit doing the show.
But why would we?
Why would we want to do that? Why would we want to just listen to their demands?
Exactly. Why would we want to? Why would we want to fulfill any demands whatsoever? I mean,
especially when they're hackers. Last we checked, they don't have any control over us. Since we're a
they're a big country.
They may be big, but we're bigger.
True.
Actually, no, we're not bigger. We're smaller.
No, we're not bigger. Yeah.
We're not bigger. Sorry. We're not bigger. Not only that, we're not controlled by an autocracy. Wait a second.
Read the rest of the letter.
The rest of the letter says, where your studios are. That's surprising. We have you on GPS. That's even more surprising.
Gary, getting the goosebumps.
And try doing wrong thing and see. We warn you. We are using President of the United States to confirm our message.
So the big bumbling idiot?
So wait. Okay, guys. So wait. I'm trying to get this. Alright. So they're hacking our systems. They are watching on GPS. If they're watching me on GPS, I'm in London. They're watching anybody else and they'd get half of us. It wouldn't be a complete hack. You know? I mean, with things being what they are.
It's a bit far-fetched.
I mean, far-fetched, yes. Yes, far-fetched, yes. But then you got all the Russian news and how they think of us as we have Beyonce and we have In-N-Out burgers and we just eat burgers on our tops all day. I mean,
typical American culture.
Typical American culture. You know, yet, this Putin guy hasn't learned to keep his yap shut. I mean, just, what if this is kind of like the Russian prince, you know, contacting the contact email and saying, we've got you by your balls.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except this guy is basically holding a gun to our head. Ain't know him. He's a thug. You can't mess around with him.
So then what do we do?
I say we just submit to his demands and do our best to get the show back. Even if it means
so we submit to our demands.
Yeah.
Their demands.
Their demands.
Okay, their demands being what? Surrender all bank accounts? We don't have a bank account. Truly. We don't.
I guess doing something embarrassing. Like, even if it means admitting that we love Putin, saying it out loud, because they do have GPS devices and they can hear everything that we're doing. They can see us. See us all.
Right.
Talking right now.
True.
There could be a letter. The next request that comes in can say, oh, kneel down with both your eyes closed, put both your hands over your eyes and say, I love Putin. Rolling on the floor.
See, if
like
we did that, if we did that, quite seriously, we would be votes. I mean,
yeah.
Consider this.
I'd be on the floor.
You would be on the floor.
I'd be on the floor, rolling and laughing.
Well.
Laughing. I don't know about laughing.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yes. Rolling and laughing. But isn't that similar to what our, I hate to call him our president, this idiot known as our president has done? It's the same thing.
He's the whole one that started it with this whole doing business with Russia so that way he can get elected. And because of that, because of his personal business with Putin, this is why the things are in this, why there's so much pain and suffering, why this fraud of a businessman has been elected to lead us, and now our country is going down in the crap.
Hopefully not permanently. The fact is that over on Wednesday's show we will be discussing we'll be parodying the whole Melania argument.
Yes.
But the other thing is that we're not kidding. Christopher Wray, who is the new FBI director, right? Said on Monday that he does not expect Russia to back down from its attempts to interfere with the United States elections. However, the only thing that really would interfere is if they somehow went in the electoral college and made it orange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what do you think of this, Driz? I mean, the fact is that, well, on the one hand, they're trying to embrace the 2020 election, right? Last time I checked, you can't really do that, you know.
No, you can't do that.
I mean,
it's seen as illegal, and you're overstepping your boundaries as a country.
Right, and then also the fact that when this stems back to the election.
Yeah.
The election.
Yes, it does.
If he hadn't gotten enough votes,
mm-hmm.
right, then
you would not be our president.
Right.
Exactly.
And the role would have been much more happier place. Wrong for any country to take control and decide to attack us in order to get their way, because their thug, who's known as Putin, is a man. He's dangerous. Just like how our number 45, who's orange and gives me nightmares and makes me go to bed, how he has managed to divide this.
But then,
great.
Also, the other thing about this is that he's trying to corrupt the United States government, and Facebook and other companies are stepping up against Putin now, which is actually kind of funny because of the references that they're pulling. Zuckerberg, you know, everybody else, it is pretty funny, because if they're doing it over Facebook, and they can't control their shit, and all of this has been proven, says the New York Times, and to our president, he's trying to, take the word fake, according to J.K. Rowling, and take credit for fake. Now,
that's the biggest bunch of malarkey I've ever heard.
It is.
Fake. Biggest bunch of malarkey. Nonsense.
No. It is, because in all of the, you can't copyright words. If you did, I would have done it. You know? But the reality of it, you can copyright trademarks, things, lamps, markers, Oreos, right?
Even Nikes.
Nikes.
Even though, Oreos are trademarks.
Are trademarks, yes. But also, Oreos are trademarked.
Yeah.
Things are trademarked. But there is a story about the Oreo, but I will get into that on a later episode. Maybe a bonus, now that we actually can record bonus episodes. Now
yeah.
I'll get into that. But,
yeah.
Because that's food history. But, the reality of this is that, Russia is trying to do everything because they want to make this an autocratic society. The United States was not built on that. You know. And neither was Facebook. You know, Joe Kaplan, Vice President of the United States Public Policy, said that the ads and the accounts that we've found appear to be amplifying diverse political issues across the political spectrum, including guns, gun rights, gay issues, and the Black Lives Matter movement. Facebook late Monday said in a post that about 10 million people had seen the ads in question, and about 44% of the ads were before the 2016 election, the rest after. Now, if that were true, wouldn't that make satire illegal?
Very, very true. Very true.
Because Facebook, it's free speech.
Yeah.
You can say anything that you want to say, as long as it doesn't go over the boundary of promoting positive speech in your positive way. Because
right.
The point that you do on Facebook is promote negativity, promote hate.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand the fact that it would be kicked off social media website.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook. It's a useful tool, and especially now when it comes to Zuckerberg standing up forward, all this negativity with Putin, with this
leader
who wants to overtake free speech.
Yeah, but overtaking free speech, yes, but also, if you're overtaking free speech, then what would we as Americans or as Brits or as whatever stand for?
Mm-hmm.
We don't really stand for much because taking away Facebook, popular social media website, like taking away a cookie, like someone's cookie, someone's treat, or even someone's television.
Well, listen, if there are people
like
running around with, if there are people running around with flat screens, call me in. Count me
in. Yeah.
I mean, I need a flat screen. Count me in. Seriously.
Yeah.
But really, really, like, people, they don't even know what's going on in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
you know? They don't. But if they think that the brush fires that have just happened, which is not funny, in California have something to do with plasma TVs, they're wrong.
Yeah.
Or
they'll
be wrong.
They're wrong. I mean,
yeah.
Totally wrong. But also, they have their own politics to do. I mean, because they think that we are A, love burgers, B, love fries, B, love this, love that, love whatever, and we have a right to.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Every negative American spirit.
You know.
Being fat, loud, obnoxious, listening to too much pop, eat too much McDonald's burgers.
Too much this, too much that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, listen, we're going to have more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday with this.
Yes.
And for a change of pace. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
For a change of pace. So last year, Real Abilities, of which we sponsor every year, we all get together, and they, pretty much, we sponsor
don't,
them.
Don't you
and
mean they
within,
sponsor us, or?
What?
They sponsor us?
No, we sponsor them.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Film festival.
Yeah.
Right. So this year, it's, what is it, Pink Hood? What are the dates? I have to fly in and make sure I book my ticket. What are the dates?
Hold on. I know it's in. Hold on. I know March 8th to the 14th. March 8th, and this is their 10th anniversary. Anniversary of their, of the festival in and of itself.
Right. And so last year, Barnacle went, like he does every year, for the festival. Now,
yes.
He caused a bit of a stir. And this is like...
A bit.
You can watch, if you so care to, you know, view it. You can go up on YouTube. It's actually very entertaining. This part wasn't entertaining. The panel was entertaining. What happened after this? Well, let's just say that, you know, people got pissed, and for the right reason. And so, everyone who is basically on this panel, you had RJ Mitty, you had Becky Karan, who supports the show as well. You had two people from ABC Casting, and you had William H. Macy. And also, we're forgetting some person, Masoom Zayed.
Yeah.
Right. So, now, this is actually true. So, what ends up happening is that they go around for questions, and they're talking about disability film. And disability film also includes the economic side of this. And,
right.
You know, Barnica basically said, how many people on a particular show are disabled? And he said, well, isn't that a casting question? And he said, I truly don't know. To which, this is how fast, ladies and gentlemen, things can go wrong. Or not wrong,
extremely
but
wrong.
Just
bad.
Well, not
so
extremely
bad.
Wrong.
Just a mess.
Just so bad.
2 seconds. So, this question gets asked by us. We weren't wrong in asking it because of the fact that we asked it purely on the chance that we wanted to see some representation. Maybe we asked it the wrong way, which is our fault. However, the other thing about this is that we here on the Satirical Challenge Show, we accept inclusion, we accept diversity. We have an amazing staff. However, this is about film, right? 20% of people, or 20% of the disability community, is really represented on film. At Real Abilities, what they aim to do, and they do really well. Okay.
Quite well.
Really well. Quite well. Is represent everybody in the disability community and their peers. And the best part is that and I'm also forgetting our friend Danny Woodburn, who's also on the panel. And Mary Kay Cook. It was from A View from Tall, right? Which premiered after the panel. So, and major casting agents, and more, right? So, all of these people, the situation is that when you're in a panel, you can get pretty ganged up upon, right? And William H. Macy
being... Which
happens quite a bit. The debate was that William H. Macy, for his part, took a different position and argued, possibly paraphrasing Laurence Olivier's supposed instruction to Dustin Hoffman, it's called acting, you do not have to actually be that person. You do not have to actually be that person. You have to act that person, and that's what actors do. Well, we were kind of taken aback by that, because if everybody invented acting, right, the theater world invented acting, the film world has acting as well, radio, acting
right,
as well.
Yeah.
Right, all three worlds have acting as well,
yeah.
No matter how which system you go about, right?
Theater's basically a resource center, right, to get away from your problems and laugh.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But the head of the festival, whose name is Isaac Zablocki, who we love over here, we love him to death. But, well, there's no but. Let me retract that. We love him to death, period. However, his debate was that people should be given a chance. People who have disabilities should be given a chance and not played by their non-disabled counterparts. You know, if you're going to cast a quadriplegic in the show, in the movie, cast a damn quadriplegic in the movie. You know,
right.
I mean, that's what he's pointing out. If you do want to see this article, we do have a short link in our show notes, which can be accessed through your providers and your platforms and all of that. So there, but also if you want to contact Isaac Zablocki or JCC about the article or anything like that, I'm sure they would love to chat about it, specifically him. We're not going to give his contact information on air, but we will just say head over to JCC and, you know, feel free to email him. He does love email.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is that Bryan Cranston plays a wealthy paraplegic man. Now, we know that Bryan Cranston is fantastic. However, also, we know that Bryan Cranston is a very serious actor who takes his roles very seriously and actually gets into them. If you didn't watch Breaking Bad, well, you have something to watch now. The reality of it is that they had a disabled actor named R.J. Mitty, who played Walter White's kid. He was on this panel. And
spoke very spoke to the point
and
about
everything being what it is in the disability world, of how hard that you actually have to become a businessman because you have to advocate for yourself at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Actors with disabilities are rarely cast in roles, even then when there's a role for a person with a disability, which is likely to be taken by an actor looking to be highlighted during the award season. Right? Wrong. The fact is that everybody should be getting a chance, and that's what Mr. Zablocki is trying to say.
Yeah.
Everybody who has a disability should be getting a chance. We are given a chance to do this show for you each Monday and Wednesday, and we are given the chance to actually sponsor this wonderful film festival. They just had one in Boston right now.
And also in Chicago, too.
And also in Chicago.
And then, can't forget the... Chicago was just this past weekend.
Yeah.
Chicago was this past weekend as well.
Right, and the fact is, they may be shorter than the main festival that AMC Press & Co. hosts, and we are a huge part of, but they are still festivals and still should be respected and still should be given notes. People around the world don't get enough praise, and just because they think we're sitting at a mic in wherever we will be, you know, that it is not exactly right. I mean, if your pedigree in film is just Rain Man, we seriously think you should take a look at other disabled films. There's one called Sanctuary, which has been released,
yeah.
And that is fantastic. And we love
it. Excellent.
The crew from that. There's our favorite is a story in wheelchairs, and it's about wheelchair assassins,
which is a European film, which is amazing.
Fantastic. And that's really fun. What else? A View from Tall, which is about dwarfism and being different, tackling that. Oh, wait, am I getting that wrong?
View from no, Tall. You're getting it right.
Am I?
Not
yeah?
View from Tall. No, At Eye Level.
Sorry, At Eye Level was about the dwarfism. A View from Tall is another fantastic film about a 17-year-old who finds an unlikely therapist in after sexual transgression. And it's a wonderful film. Just really good. And that's out of Chicago as well. It's just an amazing film. If you haven't seen it, go see these films, support these people, support us, because in all honesty, these films need it. They need your support.
Yes, they do.
And they need it badly. The reality of it is that by hosting these film festivals all around the world, there's an international film fest on disability in France. There's other things. They get representation. They get distribution. And they want to get distribution to prove every person with who loves film wrong. Go watch these films. We implore you. Watch these films. You won't regret it. You'll actually learn something. I mean, Bonica learned a lot. We do have exciting news, but we can't announce it yet. We can announce it closer to the festival. We just can't announce it now. It does have something to do with us and the festival. We just can't say what yet.
Different.
However,
you see, I'll say one thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What?
Stay tuned. That's a definite.
Stay tuned. Absolutely stay tuned. But, like, last year's, all these films need support. If you're in, go support Sanctuary. If you're in, like, around the world, try to get these films at your festivals, gentlemen and ladies and people. Get these films at your festivals. You won't regret it because, number one, you'll have a disability category. Number two, you'll be representing some damn good filmmaking. Number three, they will come and represent the film, hopefully. It's up to them. But, in terms of this, if the only reference we have to this is a non-disabled person playing a disabled person, what does that say for our industry?
Very
you know,
true.
What does it say for casting agencies? What does it say for the, like, putting more diversity and inclusion in the media? What does it say? It says that we're not, it says they're not willing or they're not willing to give it a chance. And I personally love all these films because it gives me more stuff to report.
It gives us a chance to get our ourselves to be able to contribute to a group that can hear our voice from our perspective.
Right, and the fact is that we know not only for 3 years running have given you all the disability films that have been in the Disability Fest, but they tour. So after they leave New York, they do go to Chicago all around, and they book these films, and they're amazing. Go onto their site, realabilitiesfilm.com, and check them out.
Yes.
And tell them
they sent
you.
This year it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, they have stuff in New Jersey, Toronto, Canada, everywhere. I mean, last year they had people from Glee.
Their Russian counterpart, too.
And the Russian counterpart, exactly. They had everything. Like, these guys are just... And they're really nice guys. They're really nice guys.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be saying that. And we wouldn't be... We wouldn't be sponsoring these guys if we didn't mean it and didn't love their stuff. Who's to film? Go on their website, you know. And they also have a directory now as well of past films. You know, get involved. Get involved. That's all we are saying with this. Get involved. Do... and we have, like, there's also other things called Twice Exceptional.
There's so many films
that
enter the fund which has come out, is already released. So.
Right, and there's a whole lot more. I mean, there's, there is, let's see, Andy Berry, The Voice, which is short, which is great. And all of these, I think you can view online. But I don't want to say just a word of that.
Just go to... I would suggest just go through the process of researching Real Abilities, because they are, it's such a great organization that you should definitely look into before jumping on and wanting to research these films. It's better off to just go and see the films if you have access to them. Because these are films that you'll be entertained, and it will keep your interest.
And the best ones, like all these films, connect. If you're a person with a disability in your life, you know, go find these guys. I mean, the reality of it is they have more, if more stuff online about disability than we can listen to a single podcast. I think they have about... What, 10
pages?
They have
so many.
Yeah.
They have so many topics that they actually focus on. It's worth looking at and looking into, because they're all so different.
Right. They have like about 173, you know, films that they have trailers and stuff for. You know, our best thing is definitely go and take this and host everything. Host a film.
Because
you know,
there's so much that you could actually learn and see amazing films and learn from it.
Right. And Kills on Wheels is the one I was thinking, and that is a great film. It's out of Hungary, and that's really good. It's directed by Attila Till, and that's fantastic. There is so many. There's Lefty Lucy, which is great also. These are just some of the films. Macropolis, which is one of my favorites, the first year we got into the festival, which was, I love that film. That's about a disabled toy that goes around and is like, that's incredible. But, you know, these are all things. These are all films that are coming out of Europe. They're not surprisingly coming out of the States, or very few are coming out of the States.
And that's something that Real Abilities has even taken the time to actually express.
Right.
That
I mean, there's a lot of things that, like, when we first joined the festival back in 15? Pink Hood?
No, 16. 16,
yeah. No, that couldn't be.
No, it was 16.
Was it? Yeah, yes. Anyway, we didn't know what to expect. We all we saw was Disability Film Festival. I was given a card by somebody, and I bothered to call the number, and I got connected to Isaac and his team, and they have just been, well, very kind and very generous to us as a podcast, and it should not go down with counts that we love them, they love us, and they love us for sponsoring Film Festival. And like we said, we can't say what we're going to do, but we are going to tell you to stay tuned. And so on Wednesday's podcast, well, the Royal Battle of the First Ladies go down, and do we have anything else on the podcast?
We have something that relates to disabilities and private schools taking advantage of their students for more money, which does not exactly spell success either.
No. That's not good. Not good at all. But we will be doing more satire and more stuff on Wednesday. And there might be a truce with Russia. We'll see.
There might be something.
There might be something. We'll see.
I guess you'll have to tune in.
Stay tuned.
Definitely.
Yes.
Stay tuned. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that's it for the show. Good night.
Thanks.
Night.